Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Sachem Daf Mem. We're starting about the third line with the words Lo'echlov Kezesin, Mishaloy Lo'echlov Kezesin, and the Vilnius Rosh Daf. It's right at the top of Lamed Hey Omen Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're talking about Shechting it Lo'echlov, Vishaloy Lo'echlov, which the Mishnah had said is kosher. It does not passel the Karban Pesach. Shechting it with intention, partially for people who could eat it, and partially for people who can't eat it. So now we get into more details. Lo'echlov Kezesin, Vishaloy Lo'echlov Kezesin, kosher. If he had shechted with intention, the people who could eat it will be eating kezias, and people who can't eat it will be eating kezias. Obviously, they can't eat it, but that was his intention. So it's 100% kosher, no problem, because it's a classic case of lo'echlov v'shaloy lo'echlov. Now, lo'echlov kezesin, v'shaloy lo'echlov kechatzi zesin, kol shekein kosher. If his intention was that people who could eat it will be eating kezias, and people who can't eat it will be eating half a zayas, of course it's kosher, because anyway, his improper machshava of shaloy lo'echlov was only for half of a zayas, which is half of a shear, and so that's not something that could possibly passel. But now we have another case. Lo'echlov kechatzi zesin, v'shaloy lo'echlov kechatzi zesin. His intention for lo'echlov and lo'y lo'echlov was only for half a zayas for each. So that's not enough of a shear. You have to eat a full kezias of the Karban Pesach. Manan kaimin. What do we hold over here? Are we able to combine these two half zesim and basically copy-paste the half a zayas that he had in mind for shaloy lo'echlim and put it by the lo'echlim and consider it a kosher carbon or no? So the Gemara answers very simply. Im kishayis ha-machshav l'kosher te ha-machshav l'psol and im ein ha-machshav l'psol lo'y te ha-machshav l'kosher. It has to go both ways. If you're going to say that this machshav of his is able to be used for the kosher, meaning we're able to borrow the half a kezias machshava for the loy la'echlov and apply it to the eichlov, then you have to do it the other way around. You also have to say that the half a kezias machshava of la'echlov is applied to the half a kezias machshava of loy la'echlov, and then that would pass to the carbon. And if you're not going to do it one way, then you can't do it the other way. And what Rabbi Yisra clarifies, Masnisa Amr, the following Mishnah tells us, Shah machshava la'kosher, then the machshava is la'kosher, which means the machshava is as we have it, and we're not able to combine, we're not able to even mitstarif half kezias machshava for this and half a kezias machshava for that. The Tanin Taman, we learned the Mishnah over there, this is both in Zvachim and Menachos, that if a kohen shechted a carbon with two improper intentions, lo'echlov kechatzi zayas, ulahakte kechatzi zayas, that he's going to eat half a kezias not in the proper time, and he's going to burn half a kezias of the emurim not in its proper time, kosher, that's kosher, it's not a problem, it doesn't pass with the carbon, she'ein achila v'aktar mitzdarfin, because a machshava that's only half of a shear for achila, and a machshava that's only half of a shear for aktara, they don't combine, and therefore his machshava of half a kezias here and half a kezias there of lo'echlov v'shaloy lo'echlov don't combine. Here we have another discussion. Let's say he shechted it with the intention that only half of the chabura are going to be mischaper with it, meaning that only half of the group of this carbon pesach is going to be able to eat it or is going to be yaitza with it. So Rabbi Yonah Paisel, why is that? Nasa kamatvis kaparas elu le'elu. It's if he's comparing or connecting the kapara of these and those. And ma'achash le'nischaper le'elu, le'nischaper le'elu. Since he dafka did not have intention for half the group, so there's for sure not including the shechita, then the other ones, even the ones that he did have the intention for, they're also not included because the whole carbon's not kosher. He has to have everyone in mind. Whereas Rabbi Yisra Amar Kosher, Rabbi Yisra says it's kosher. Now, Machzer Tinyana, Chazer Be'er Rabbi Yisi. The second time around, they learned this parak. Rabbi Yisi was Chazer, and he ended up saying that it's Pasol. Now, Amar Leir Pinchas told him, Loi Kain Ilfen Rebbe Kosher, didn't you teach us that it was kosher? So, Amar Leir, Rabbi Yisi responded, also in bewilderment, Hakviya Gabach Kemasmera, what is it set by you like a nail? Just because I said kosher last time, that doesn't mean I can't change and say Pasol this time. I Chazered it. I realized that really the din is Pasol. So, the din is Pasol. Don't be so stuck on the fact that last time I said kosher. And moving on to explain the Mishnah, we had said shchotei kadem chatzos pasul, that the Karban Pesach was shechted before chatzos, before midday, so then it's pasul. However, la chatzos miyad kosher. If it was shechted even right after chatzos, it's kosher. And also kadem latamid kosher. If it was shechted before the Karban Tamid shel ben arba'im, before the afternoon tamid, it's kosher. Even though we learned that the proper order is first the Tamid shel ben arba'im, then the Karban Pesach, no problem. If he shechted the Karban Pesach before the Tamid shel ben arba'im, it's still kosher. And v'tani kain, this is taught in the Braisa. Yachal, you might think that im kadem pesach latamid, if he shechted the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid, lo yuchar atamid, that he shouldn't now bring the Tamid afterwards, and now we missed our opportunity to bring the Karban Tamid that day. No, don't say that, Tamlam, because the Pasuk says, Taset, this is an extra word, Taset, by the Karban Tamid, Reba, that's an extra word, and that's telling us that even if it was done out of order, and the Karban Pesach was shechted before the Tamid, we should still bring the Karban Tamid. Now, Amar Rav Ravin says, Masisa Amar Pesach Atzmai Kasher, our Mishnah tells us that the Pesach itself is Kasher, because in Tamar Pasol, if you want to say it's Pasol, Kamishal Kidmai, so it's as if he didn't bring it beforehand. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? That if he shechted it kaidim latamid before the tamid, so then it's kosher. And if you're going to tell me that if the Karban Pesach was shechted first, then you're done. You missed your opportunity. You can't bring the tamid. So then the lashon of the Mishnah wouldn't be that he shechted it before the tamid, because there's not going to be a tamid afterwards. So it must be just by the mere lashon of the Mishnah kaidim latamid that tells us that the tamid itself is kosher and is still going to be brought after the Karban Pesach, even though again it's done out of order. Still, no problem. You shechted the Pesach, shechted the Karban Tamid afterwards, and do all of its avodah. And we can continue talking about that memo based on the top, the Gemara now has a question. Tamana Tamar, over there you say we had this a couple daf ago, Dam Tamid ve'ivarov kadmu lepesach, that the blood of the carbon Tamid and its Evarim that are put on the Mizbeach, the Avoda of those come before the carbon Pesach, u'pesach l'ktairus, the Pesach comes before l'ktairus, l'ktairus l'tavus ne'irais, and l'ktairus comes before the ne'irus of the Menaira, b'vakai Tamar Achin, over here you're saying this. In our Mishnah we had said that when he had checked to the carbon Pesach before the Tamid, what does he do? He has to stir the blood of the Pesach, meaning he doesn't sprinkle it on the Mizbeach yet. Then he sprinkles the blood of the Tamid on the Mizbeach, then he goes back to the Pesach. And it doesn't say anything about the Evarim of the Tamid. The Mishnah doesn't say sprinkle the blood of the Tamid and bring the Evarim of the Tamid on the Mizbeach and only then go back to the Pesach. It only mentions the blood, but it seems to be a stira. And so Amar Abba, he answers, Kan b'chai, kan b'shachot. One's talking about a live one, one's talking about after it's already been shechted. Another way to say this is l'chatchila and b'di'eved. L'chatchila, the proper way to do it is shech the carbon Tamid, sprinkle its blood on the Mizbeach, bring its Evarim on the Mizbeach, and then bring the carbon Pesach. That's what we mean by chai. As opposed to shachot, if he made a mistake, if he did it out of order, and he accidentally shechted the carbon Pesach before the Tamid, so then quickly shech the carbon Tamid, you only have to bring its blood, you don't even have to bring its Evarim yet, and then you can go back to the carbon Pesach. And on to halacha daled, the Mishnah says, Hashechet es ha-Pesach al chametz, a person who shechs the carbon Pesach al chametz, which means he has chametz in his possession when he shechted the carbon Pesach. Over bloisase, he's over bloisase, and we get malchus for that. Now, Rabbi Yudah says, Afa Tamid, even if he shechs the carbon Tamid, Erev Pesach, and he has chametz in his possession, he's also over this. Rabbi Shimon argues and says as follows, HaPesach bar basar, when we're talking about the carbon Pesach on the 14th, which is Erev Pesach, Lishmai, if he shechted Lishma, he had in mind that this was the carbon Pesach, Chayiv, so then he's Chayiv if he has chametz in his possession. But if Shalai Lishmai, Potter, if he shechted a Shalai Lishma, he shechted with the mind that it, let's say it's a carbon Shlomim, he's Potter, because it's not considered shechting carbon Pesach al chametz. Now, Ushar calls Vachim, all other carbonus that he shechts Erev Pesach, Bein Lishman, Ubein Shalai Lishman, Potter. Whether he shechted on Lishma or Shalai Lishma, he's Potter, even if he had chametz in his possession, because the Isser is only relevant to the carbon Pesach itself. Now, on Yom Tif or on Chol Hamoed, if he's bringing karbanos, so then it's the other way around. Lishmai, if he shechs the karban Pesach lishma, potter, he's potter, even though he has chametz in his possession. Why is that? Because now is not the time to shech the karban Pesach. Let's say there was this animal that he had that was designated as a karban Pesach for whatever reason. He brought a different one, so this one's considered a karban Pesach, but he's bringing it in the middle of Pesach, so it's not a kasha karban Pesach, and he shechted with in mind that this is the karban Pesach. He's potter for the isra of shechitas karban Pesach halachametz. But v'shaloi lishmai, if he shechted shaloi lishma, chayiv, then he is chayiv because he shechted this karban Pesach with in mind that it should be a shlamim, and we've learned previously that that's a kosher carbon, and Rav Shimon holds that shechting any carbon during Pesach ala chametz, one is going to be chayv for that, and that's what we see in the continuation as well. Ushar calls vachim all other carbonos that he shechs during Pesach, bein lishman, bein shalai lishman, whether he shechs them lishma or shalai lishma, chayiv, he's chayv for shechting them ala chametz, chutz ben achatos sheshechta shalai lishma, except for carbon chatos that he shechs shalai lishma, that he's not chayv for if he shechs it ala chametz, and that's because carbon chatos is unique, that if it's shechted shalai lishma, it's not a kosher carbon. All other carbonos, even though lechatchila they have to be shechted shalai lishma, b'diavad they're still kosher even if you shechs them shalai lishma. And so that's where Reb Shimon's mechayev him for shechitas carbon al hachametz in the middle of Pesach, even if you shechted shalai lishma, except of course as we just mentioned a carbon chatos. And the Gemara clarifies, minayin l'shecha Pesach al chametz shu over loisaseh. How do we know that somebody shechts a carbon Pesach with chametz in his possession, he's over loisaseh? That's because Talmud Lomer the pasuk says loisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. So this is mefirsh isser in the Torah. Don't shech the dam of my zevach al chametz when a person has chametz. Now, ainli ala sheichet. I only know the one who shechts it is over this lav. Hazarik minayin. Let's say he did zrikas hadam of the Pesach and he had chametz in his rishos. How do we know he's over here as well? Talmud Lomer, because the pasuk says loy al chametz dam. We're just basically taking out the word sishchat and we're reading the pasuk as loy al chametz dam zivchi, and that's specifically referring to the dam, not the shechita. As therefore we see there's an iser even by zrikas hadam. Now, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he tells as follows: mimashu mischayv al zrika. From that which he just said that if he does zrikas hadam of Pesach al chametz, he's chayiv. Hada Amr, that tells us Pesach Hatzma kosher, that the Pesach itself is kosher, because if shechting the Pesach al chametz passels it, so why should he be chayiv for zrikas hadam of Pesach al chametz? It's not a kosher carbon Pesach anyway. It must be. It is a kosher Pesach, and that's why he's chayiv for the zrikas hadam also. Now, Amr Yisrael says that's not a raya. Tifter, we could explain shenisman aloy chametz ben shechita lezrika, that he ended up getting chametz in between the shechita and the zrika. Meaning, it could be referring to a situation where the carbon was shechted perfectly fine, and he didn't have chametz in his possession, and only after the shechita, before the zrika, he got chametz, and he only did the zrika al hachametz, and that's what we're saying, he's chayv for the zrika. Or alternatively, we could say shaya zeh shaychev zeh zayrek. It was two different people doing this. One person shechted it, another person did the zrika. So the one who shechted it, he's chayv for doing it al chametz, and the one that did the zrika, he's chayv for doing it al chametz as well. So it could be two different people, and therefore Rabbi Yisrael doesn't like or Shmuel Bar Yitzchok's raya. However, Tani Chizkia teaches his own raya. How we know that even though the Karban Pesach was shechted al hachametz, it's still considered kosher, because the pasuk says loy seshchat al chametz dam Adam Zivchi, HaTorah Karus Oisei Zivchi, the Torah is calling it Zivchi my Zevach. The Torah could have said, Loi Sishcha Adam Zivchi al HaChameitz, don't shecht my carbon al HaChameitz. And that would only be talking about the Shechita. But now the Pasuk's worded differently. Loi Sishchat al HaChameitz Dam Zivchi. So we see that even if it is shechted al HaChameitz, it's still called Dam Zivchi and it's still considered a kosher carbon. However, Amar Rabbanu says, Ilui Tanis HaChizkiah, even if not for Chizkiah teaching us this, we'd still know the Pesach is kosher, even though it was shechted al HaChameitz. Why is that? Because Mitzinu Davar Pasul Chayav and Olav, do we ever find something Pasul that one is Chayav for? In other words, it has to be the Karban Pesach is kosher, even though the Shechita was al HaChameitz. Because how else would he be Chayav Malkus for this? If you're telling me the Karban Pesach is going to be Pasul by shechting al HaChameitz, then he can't possibly be Chayav Malkus for shechting al HaChameitz. He in essence didn't do anything wrong, because now it's not a kosher Karban Pesach, and so he shouldn't be Chayav Malkus for it. It must be that it is still considered a kosher Karban Pesach, even though we shechted al HaChameitz, and that's how he's able to be Chayav Malkus. However, right away, Rav Mana retracts this and says that actually we do have a source. We do see how even though something is Pasul, one could still be Chayav Malkus for it, and therefore we would technically need Chizkiah. We skip the word Chata, so we continue Mem Alpha and Alpha on the top. We have a din regarding a Karban Mincha that it's now to become Chametz. It has to remain non-Chametz stick. It's always baked as matzah. And what's the din on the discussion? HaMechametz es HaPsula. Let's say he has a Pasul Mincha and he's Mechametz it. He turns it into Chametz. So Isra Yitani Chayev, Isra Yitani Potter. There are those that teach that he's Chayev for that, those that teach that he's Potter for that. Now Amar Chizr Chizda explains, Ma Amar Chayev, the one who says he's Chayev for that is B'shenifsla Machmas Chimutza. That's referring to where it became Pasul because of him making a Chametz. In other words, it's not that it was already Pasul and now he turned it into Chametz. It's that it became Pasul because he made a Chametz and he's Chayev for that. Whereas Ma Amar Potter, the one who says he's Potter, that's B'shenifsla Machmas Chimutza. It's where it didn't become Pasul because of its Chametz. It was already Pasul and now he turned it into Chametz, so he's not going to be Chayev for that. And so from here we see a source that if what he did to it made it Pasul, so we actually could be Chayev Malkus for that. So his Shechita of the Pesach al HaChametz, even if it does Pasul the Karban Pesach, could be Mechayev him Malkus. That's according to this first man to Amar, that his Chimutz of the Mincha Pasuls it, but is also Mechayev him. However, Chizkiah's Drasha, that the Karban Pesach is Kosher, even though he Shechter al HaChametz, is necessary regarding the Zrika, in order to tell us the person who Zarek Hadam al HaChametz is Chayev, even though it was Shechter al HaChametz, the Karban Pesach is still Kosher, and he's Chayev for being Zarek al HaChametz. And again, that's what we need Chizkiah's Drasha for. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss different avoidas of the Karban Pesach that were done al HaChametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.